Hello, lovely people. Welcome to another episode of my podcast, episode number 13. So every week I'm recording a podcast, and actually I really love it. So this week, what's on my schedule? Actually, I'm in my studio today, and every time it's a little party coming here because I have my own props and all my stuff around me, and today is all about launching new workshops, offline workshops in Holland. So lots of new workshops coming up, like my, of course, my 3-day food photography camp, but also coming up is a workshop Speedlights with food photography. Also workshop product photography. So I have lots of new ideas. And of course, this week I'm working hard of behind the scenes for my Lucy membership. And the doors open for my membership pre-November. And really, I'm really excited about it. And I can't wait to share it with you. But enough about me. Today we have a guest, Lizzie, from Delicious Food Photography. Oh, no, sorry. Don't say it correct. Lizzie Photography, correct?
No, it's Delicious Photography, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You said it correctly.
Oh. Welcome, Lizzie. We know each other from... you visited my old studio, I think.
Yes, I did. Ago? Yeah. I think it was over 2 years ago.
Yeah. And you did a one-to-one coaching with me.
Yes.
Can you tell us about yourself?
Yes, of course. Thanks for having me on the podcast. So I'm Lizzie. I'm a food photographer, stylist, recipe developer in the Netherlands, based in Amsterdam. And so I've been doing food photography for about 2 years now. So when we met during your one-to-one, that was really my kickoff of starting my food photography career.
Yeah.
Before that, I was a project manager in the cultural sector. So I was managing a lot of European projects and traveling a lot, which was a lot of fun. But I was missing some creativity. And I always had a big love of food and cooking and photography. So those things actually came together. And then I pursued my passion. And I never regretted it.
Yeah, so you're working already full time as a food photographer.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Well, I think that's so great to see. Of course, I follow you on Instagram and I see your stories and what you accomplish, and you're working for a different brand. So could you tell us who are your clients? Are there restaurants or online food companies?
Yeah, all of those indeed. So I started out doing food photography for restaurants in the Amsterdam area. And then, I found some new clients as well that, for instance, companies, like they were selling, for instance, products like dinnerware or casseroles. So I was doing recipe developments for this company and making photographs and doing styling for them. And I also work with individuals that sell products or e-commerce businesses that, for instance, sell like coffee or other food products online.
Yeah.
So I also do product photography for those people. So it's quite a variety of clients, but it's all around food and drink.
And how do clients find you?
Yeah, that's very interesting because I notice now in hindsight that it's actually coming from a lot of different channels. So I started out being quite active on Instagram, but I also updated my profiles, for instance, on LinkedIn. I have a Facebook page, a business page. I also signed up for some freelancer platforms just to have my profile there.
How long do you mean?
No, it's an international platform like Upwork.
Okay. I'm
familiar with that, but that's also a way of profiling yourself there because there's quite a lot of international clients there, but also in the Netherlands, of course, looking for food photographers. So, there's it's coming actually from different directions, which is quite interesting.
Yes, that's great. I think I once visited Upwork. But it's very interesting, I think, because normally maybe you don't get clients from other countries. And how does it work? Yeah. The Upwork, you have like a profile and then brands can reach out to you?
Exactly, yeah. So for instance, last week I had a client that was interested in some food photography of a tasting menu that he was organizing. And then he just reached out to me because he was looking for someone in the Netherlands, but that person is not a Dutch person. So I see a lot that there's non-Dutch people actually looking for food photographers in the Netherlands.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but it's also possible to do things remotely. For instance, if a client in another country, in the US, for instance, is interested in some recipe developments, and for me, like taking photos of those recipes, I could do that at home.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah it was so funny. Last week I had my last podcast with Lily from Belgium. And of course, I'm not a cook. But I think it's really an advantage if you can develop the recipes, because you can all do it by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So the groceries, the recipe development, cooking, styling, photography, editing.
Yes.
So you can all plan it in your own schedule.
Exactly. Yeah, it's very convenient. So I do most of my cooking at home, and I have a studio at home as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's. I think it's very necessary to have a kitchen when you're a food photographer. Like even if you have an outdoor studio,
yeah,
somewhere to be able to cook it's vital.
Yeah,
but I'm very fortunate that I can just shoot that at home as well. So that's also during the COVID time when restaurants were closed. That was actually one of my saviors, that I was able to do that at home as well for clients to do the cooking and taking pictures with their products, for instance.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, great. So you're not depending from other locations or stuff like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
And LinkedIn, because I agree with you that LinkedIn is a platform people often forget.
Mm-hmm.
Because clients are actually sitting near you, but you don't realize it, I think.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I don't use LinkedIn so much myself for looking for people to work with. But before, when I was a project manager, it was really handy to connect with everyone. And I think it's very important as well as a food photographer to just be present there so that people can actually find you.
Yeah.
The other channel that has worked really well for me is certain Facebook groups, actually. So Facebook groups for creative freelancers that I've joined, and quite regularly there's actually people looking for a food photographer there.
Yeah.
And even just replying in a message below saying that you're available and interested has actually also led to new assignments for me, because people reread those messages and found my profile there.
Ah.
You never know where someone finds your website and contact details. So it's always good to just be present, just reply to those requests as well.
Yes, because I know those Facebook groups, but often there are a lot of reactions, of course, but what you say is correctly. I mean, you just write it one down and people can read it afterwards and can find you anyway.
Exactly, yeah, so that's happened as well, yeah.
And of course, you also have a website. Do you change it a lot, or?
I have developed my website myself using WordPress, and I have changed it a bit. So in the beginning, I was just focusing on building my portfolio with food photos and styling. But I've also expanded now with recipes, and I also have a page for my food prints. So I sell my food photographs for YouTube, for on the wall. It's growing, which I like.
And yeah. People can buy those food prints?
Yes, they can, yeah.
And it's through another website? Like I know you have, in Holland, you have Werk aan de Muur, or do you?
Yeah, I use that platform. I've integrated that within my website. So that's very handy. But I also posted my prints or my photos on some websites in the US, because that's, of course, a large market as well. So, I've sold some prints there, and actually more in the Netherlands on Merk aan den Muur. So that's nice to know that people actually have a photograph of me on the wall. It's really nice. Yeah, I have some in the background, if you can see.
Oh, yeah. So those are pictures not only from food, also from travel or...
I post mostly food pictures, but I did actually upload some pictures of my travels. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, great. Yes, it's good to know, because sometimes you don't know where to start. Mostly in the beginning, of course, and which channel works or didn't work, work.
Yeah. It's good to try everything, because it doesn't cost you any money to actually start this. You can just upload any photo to these food. It's print on the delivery.
Yeah.
So you don't have any costs. You give it a try. Why not?
Yeah. Yes, and I also heard, or my experience is, that you have to upload lots of pictures and then it will become active more. Is that correct?
I think if you want to sell food prints, of course, it's handier if you have a large amount. Then more people are able to maybe find something that they like.
Yeah.
The other thing I do is stock photography. So... Mm.
Yeah,
I also, not always, but sometimes I just upload a batch of pictures that I have. Sometimes it's pictures that I've taken at home for my food, like my dinner or my lunch, or when I go out for dinner, for instance, or when I'm traveling and I find something nice on a market. For instance, I take some extra pictures of the fruits or vegetables or travel pictures. And I just upload those to several stock websites. I've been doing that for I think a year and a half now.
Yeah.
And it's generating some regular income for me now. So that's really nice.
Yes, certainly. Yes, because actually the start of this idea of because I want to interview you, because you shared in your stories, I discovered a picture of me in a Delicious magazine. It's a dish.
Yes.
And you were telling me, I didn't know it was published, but it was like stock picture.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so that was the first time actually that I discovered my own photo in a magazine, or actually a photo that was bought through a stock agency. Because sometimes you get statistics of where people buy, of where they're from, like from the Netherlands or other countries, but you don't get the details, of course. So it's always a question where your photos actually end up or where they are used.
Yeah,
and this was a really fun surprise, because Delicious magazine is one of my favorite food magazines. I've been reading it for years. I was just reading it the other day, and I discovered my own photo there. So that was really fun. It's great. Yeah,
because I also uploaded a photo at the stock food.
Mm-hmm.
But my experience is that it's taking a lot of time to upload those pictures, because you have to give the pictures on names and a description, and it's lots of work comparing what you earn with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. It's it does take quite a lot of work, but I do use a tool now. It's called XPix. And that tool, you can actually tag with words your photographs in that tool, and then upload it all to different platforms, so that you don't have to tag everything in individual platforms.
Oh, wow.
That actually saves me quite a lot of time.
Yeah. Oh, so it's a tool. Yeah, and then it will upload at the different stock agencies, actually. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Oh, so wow. You can connect all those different stock sites to that tool, so via some like API or FTP platform, so then automatically it just uploads it to all the platforms that you've connected.
Oh wow, great.
Yeah, it's really handy.
And is it sometimes you can't use those pictures anymore because you only can use it there, or is it at the stock agencies you're using, you can use also your pictures for other projects?
I'm not quite sure if I understand the question.
So you upload your picture to a stock agency, uh-huh. and sometimes you can't use the picture anywhere else because they only wanted to place it there.
Ah, yes. Now, there's an option for you to choose what kind of license you want to add to the picture. So for me, I don't do exclusive licensing so that I can actually upload it to different platforms. But there is an option to just indeed, for instance, with Stockfood or other platforms, to choose, okay, I only want to sell this photo on your platform, which means you would earn more money when you sell one of those photos, but then you cannot upload it to other platforms. But you will always have the rights to the photo, of course, because you are the maker of the photo. So you can still use it. Yes.
Yeah.
It's just on stock sites, when people buy your photo, they just actually buy a license.
Yeah.
They use a license for, I think they have to say for what they are going to use it and in which quantities. And So sometimes the amount that I get for one picture is quite good. Sometimes it's just very, very low because they just use it for one somewhere, maybe in something not published. So it's,
Yes, it's also different if you also offer the recipe with it, the picture and the recipe.
You cannot do that on stock sites, but it's something, I think you can do that. There's a site indeed that has that. It's specifically for food. Yeah.
Then the amount is much more higher.
Yes. But it also takes a lot of time to develop a recipe and make several photos of that recipe. So I was thinking about doing that too, but it's an investment.
Yeah. But it's a much more bigger amount. So I think it takes a lot of time, but if you have time, of course you can make time for it. But it's very interesting, I think, to hear other experiences. And I also know you have another Instagram account about, I think it's a Spaarndammer. Can you tell us more?
Oh, yeah. So I live in the Spaarndammer buurt. That's an area in Amsterdam. And I discovered that there wasn't really anything on Instagram to promote the restaurants, cafes in that area. And it was also during COVID time. So I thought, why not just create a new one for my area specifically? So I just go by the restaurants and cafes and ask them if I could take a few pictures and write a short story about who they are and how long they've been in the area and what they offer. And it's really fun because I also get to know my neighborhood a bit better and help them as well with some more, just get to know, the people in the area just to discover new places where to go to.
Yeah. And is there also, did you get assignments from this?
Not yet.
Okay. I was wondering because there are all restaurants.
I do it voluntarily, so I don't ask money for this. It's just something I like to do. It's a passion project. It's possible, of course, maybe in the future, because I do get to know more restaurants and cafes in the area.
Okay, great.
I just love doing it. It's just really nice.
Nice. You're getting energy from it.
Yes.
Great. And how do you see yourself in about 1 year?
Oh, 1 year from now. I am cooking up something. I'm thinking of making a cookbook.
Oh, wow.
So that's something that I really want to do in the coming year. So that would be a new challenge, because I know it's going to take a lot of time and work, but I'm so much looking forward to it.
Yeah, how exciting.
Yeah. And of course, just continuing with the food photography and expanding my business. And maybe thinking as well a little bit more even about passive income streams like stock photography and the print photography and continuing with that.
And are you, it's very interesting. And now are you happy with your, because I hear lots of people about work balance, life and private life. Do you work a lot, or are you thinking of yourself, maybe I have to take some more free time, or how is your balance at this moment?
I think it's quite good. I do have lots to do, but whenever I feel like, for instance, doing some creative work, I would actually like to have a little bit more time for that, so that making free work. Just some pictures that I really like to take myself for myself and just sharing them. So yeah, I think in the coming time, I think I'll reserve a little bit more time for that, because I just it's important to just feed that creativity and just create things that you really really like yourself.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, I also think what you do, what you really like, you're getting much more energy from it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also, I have too many new ideas often. And my solution is that my Lucy membership. So I don't have to promote a new online course every time, but I can all place it in my Lucy membership.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then when I'm creating, I'm just getting only energy from it.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very handy. I need something like that. I also have a lot of ideas as well. Sometimes it's just too much, but I think you have to just focus on one thing first and then just go to the next one.
Yeah. That's totally exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I look at the time. Where can I would like to thank you for this conversation. Where can people find you?
So my website is called Delizious, which is D-E-L-I-Z-Z-I-O-U-S. So yeah. Delizious, but then with double Z. And I'm also on Instagram, Delizious_photography. And the same on Facebook, Delizious Photography.
Great. I will also put your link in the podcast so people can find you easily. Thank you so much. It was very nice to see you again and to talk.
Yes. It's been a while.
Yeah. Thank you, dear listeners. I speak to you the next time. And of course, if you can make a screenshot, if you're listening it with your phone, make a screenshot and you can share it in your story, so other people can also see that I have a podcast. Thank you so much, Lizzie. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
And I speak to you later. Bye.
Bye.